It's Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gantley. It's been a busy year for Frank Edelblum. First, he rose from political unknown to near upset in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Now, he's poised to become the state's next education commissioner. As NHPR's Jason Moon reports, Edelblum's background in philosophy would mark a significant change from recent history.
Frank Edelblum's campaign for governor was full of unconventional policy proposals, and many of them had to do with public education.
I think what we have to recognize is that our education system is at kind of a perfect storm moment, that it needs to shift gears and move into the 21st century.
That's from an interview Edelblum gave last summer. He did not respond to an interview request for this story. In his campaign for governor, Edelblum outlined a clear vision for New Hampshire schools that focus on what he calls personalized education. In a nutshell, more choices for families, more flexibility for schools, and less oversight from state and federal agencies. Edelblum opposes Common Core, supports charter schools, and thinks all major decisions about education quality and funding should be left to individual districts.
I'm not the initiator of this. We've already got the legislative, structure in place. We've got the education rules in place that create the vision for this future. So I'm really the implementation guy.
If confirmed as commissioner, Edelblum would mark a stark break from previous heads of the state education department. First, there's his personal background. Edelblum spent most of his career as an accountant, auditor, and venture capitalist. And while he's a product of public schools himself, he and his wife decided to homeschool their seven children. In his 50s, Edelblum earned a master's degree in theological studies. And since 2009, Edelblum has served on the board of the Patrick Henry College Foundation. An evangelical Christian college in Virginia, Patrick Henry has a stated mission to instill students with biblical values and prepare them for top government positions. Democrats have been quick to criticize Edelblum's lack of experience with public schools, but others see his time outside the system as an asset.
I think it's going to take a business guy to get this done, and that's the part I'm excited about.
Fred Bramante is former chair of the State Board of Education and an advocate for competency-based learning. And it's not just Edelblum's resume that he likes. He says Edelblum's philosophy regarding public education, especially when it comes to encouraging more experimentation, makes him the right man for the moment.
We are on the verge of an education revolution like this country has never seen, and I am confident that that's the direction that he wants to go in.
Given his recent politicking, Edelblum could be a more controversial pick for commissioner than usual. Most commissioners come up through the education ranks, not fresh off the campaign trail. But Nick Donahue, a former state education commissioner himself, says that may have been what Governor Sununu had in mind when he nominated him.
You know, all the commissioners I've known in around this region, around the country, they're picked because their governors think they have something to say about the topic.
We'll hear more about what Edelblum has to say on education when he goes before the Executive Council for his confirmation hearing tomorrow. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.